probably them type of leaders are the ones who've been in the game a little bit longer than the younger ones. I don't see too many younger players coming through the academies now that are the ones for barking instructions out on the pitch in the dressing room, because I think it's a dying age as well. But ultimately as well, when you're young, you feel a little bit inhibited that are you saying the right things at times? So some players don't do it for that reason. But I think when we look back on the game against Derby, we threw a couple of more experienced players like Gallagher back into the team because we felt it was the right thing to do to try and get a result. And the more leaders you have in the team, it obviously makes the manager's job a little bit easier.
Yeah, personnel-wise, are you in that position where you've got more than one option for every position? Perhaps can't get near to picking your best 11. I notice Barkhuizen's come in, having had to wait a little bit, makes a few cameo appearances. Differing approach with the two Irish boys that came in the window, one straight in, the other had to wait. Is it just a case of keeping them ticking over?
Well, ultimately, yeah, definitely. And you say one place, two places for each position. Well, I'm real right back out of that because we're limited still of where we are in that position. But I think it's been very much that over the last year or so, and probably more so this year, that when we've made changes to the team, it doesn't make us any weaker. It just gives us a different outlook of how we can go and play the game. We've spoken on occasions where, say, Mackinock's coming to the team and he gives us something different to Callum or any of the other strikers up there. Midfield players, when you bring Galley in, you know you're going to get a passing midfield player, where Brownie, DJ and others give you a little bit extra energy but not the quality on the ball at times. So I think that's the makeup of the squad that we've tried to do, that we can utilise any of the players at any particular time, knowing they're not going to let us down, because as has been the case, we made four changes on Tuesday night and it didn't affect how the team went and played, because I think sometimes you make them changes, players are sort of still don't know what they're doing, but our lads certainly do know what they're doing.
Don't get any easier these games, do they? Another playoff contender this time round in Reading?
Well, we always knew that this was going to be a big week. Two away games, Fulham Derby, two big teams, and then finishing it off with a team that are up in the playoffs, been there most of the season. Another team that like to dominate the ball. I think you look at the game and the stats against Newcastle, they had 70% possession against the top of the division. So it proves how they want to play, but it's all about what matters in both boxes. Ruthless defending, do you take your chances when they come along? So everybody has different styles of playing. Reading have got a one where it's possession-based and they'll try and wait and probe and have a lot of passes, go back to the keeper and play it from the back. I think we're a little bit slightly different than that, but it doesn't mean to say we're not as good as them.
This country, Yapstam, known of course for his playing days, but trying to forge a career for himself in management must be tricky when you're a really high-profile player to kind of make that transition.
Well, I think the good thing about what he's done is that he went to Holland, obviously, and went through the ranks and came up and did it probably the way that the foreign coaches do. They learn from grassroots and up, and obviously he's got his opportunity in the summer. And they have been a very good team. And go back to that game of the Newcastle game. If you get 70% possession against Newcastle, then you must be doing something well. But ultimately, we'll respect everything they do. They've got some good players, spent quite a bit of money in the window as well, and brought in Graben and Much and one or two others. So it shows the strength in depth that they've got. But ultimately, we'll go out on Saturday with a real good home record and really put our foot on the gas and try and get another 3 points, because the home form has been very good of late.
I suspect you wouldn't want to disagree with Yapstam in the technical area even these days.
Yeah, I'm sure he could still kick one or two players. He looks in good condition, so hopefully there's nothing to discuss in the technical area. I won't be running across his technical area to celebrate a goal. I'll go the other way.